panas di pagi ini ku bebas karena gak ada kelas. Di ruang mata ini, kamar ini terasa luas. Letih dan lelah juga lambat-lambat terkuras. Teh sudah habis, keramuanku pun puas. Mulai ku tulis semua kehidupan di kertas. Hari-hari yang keras, kisah cinta yang pedas. Perasaan yang was-was dan gerakku yang terbatas. Cinta yang keluar dari dalam pena. Berirama dengan apa yang ku rasa. Dalam hati ini ingin ku rubah semua. Kehidupan monoton penuh luka putus asa.
Ingatkanlah gengsi, hidup berawal dari mimpi. Gantungkan yang tinggi, agar semua terjadi. Rasakan semua, peduli itu ironi tragedi. Senang bahagia, hingga kelak kau mati.
Memang tak selebar daun kelor. Akal dan pikiranku pun tak selamanya kotor. Membuka mata hati demi sebuah cita-cita. Melangkah pasti, pena dan cinta berbicara. Tetapkan pilihan untuk satu kemungkinan. Sebagai bintang hiburan dan terus melayang. Tak heran ragaku terbalut level mewah. Cerminan seorang raja dalam cerita Cinderella. Ini bukan mimpi atau halusinasi. Sebuah anugerah yang kan ku nikmati nanti. Hasil kerja kerasku terbayar lunas. Tuntas melakoni jati diri sampai tua.
Tinggalkanlah gengsi, hidup berawal dari mimpi. Gantungkan yang tinggi, agar semua terjadi. Rasakan semua, peduli itu ironi tragedi. Senang bahagia, hingga kelak kau mati.
Melangkah menuju titik, lakukan yang terbaik. Ku ketatkan tekad dan niat agar melesat. Seperti rudal squad, mimpiku kan ku dapat. Mencari tepuk tangan atas karya keringatku. Bukan satu yang ingin aku tuju.
Naikkan tas pentas agar orang puas. Dapat aplaus, cek ataupun uang kacau.
Cari sensasi ataupun kontroversi. Bukan caraku agar hidupku rekonstruksi. Dari mimpi semua hal dapat terjadi. Maka lebarkan sayap dan terbanglah yang tinggi.
Tinggalkanlah gengsi, hidup berawal dari mimpi. Gantungan yang tinggi, agar semua terjadi. Rasakan semua, peduli itu ironi tragedi. Senang bahagia, hingga kelak kau mati. Tinggalkanlah gengsi, hidup berawal dari mimpi. Gantungan yang tinggi, agar semua terjadi. Rasakan semua, peduli itu ironi tragedi. Senang bahagia, hingga kelak kau mati. Agar semua terjadi, hingga kelak kau mati. Agar semua terjadi.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely S. Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. as Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical real beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Muhammad Raja Gianluca Putra, better known as Nuka, an Indonesian singer, songwriter, and actor. His name became widely known when he managed to reach the top 4 in a singing contest on a national private television. During his career as a professional singer and songwriter, Nuka has produced several works that have reached more than 2 million monthly listeners on digital streaming platforms. Apart from that, Nuka is also often involved in the songwriting process himself. One of them is for his newest song entitled Sekarang Esok Selamanya, or Now Tomorrow Forever, which is the original soundtrack for an Indonesian film, Laura. The song tells the story of someone who feels that he has found the person he loves to be with forever, but in the end, all he gets is hurt and sorrow. Well, listener, here is the latest song of Nuka, Sekarang Esok Selamanya. Enjoy!
Bersamakah hati jatuh berkali-kali dalam rayu yang selalu kau beri. Kau buat dunia denganku di dalamnya, usahakan nyaman senyamannya. Tak butuh waktu yang lama, akhirnya kisah sempurna. Hatimu hatiku menjadi saksinya. Hanya dirimu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Sekarang esok dan apa terbayangkan indahnya masa depan bila denganmu jadi tujuan. Tak butuh waktu yang lama, akhirnya kisah sempurna. Hatimu hatiku menjadi saksinya. Hanya dirimu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Sekarang, esok, dan selamanya.
Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id. and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Indonesia and Diplomacy, in which we will be talking about the development of our diplomacy abroad. And this time, we would like to talk about our diplomacy with a country that is close to heart of Indonesian people, because we are having a lot of entertainment and also exposure about this country. And a lot of Indonesians also recently, I saw, went to this country. So today we'll be seeing how Indonesia grow or develop further our ties with Turkey. And now to talk about it, we have the Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul, Mr. Daryanto Harsono. Hello, Mr. Daryanto.
Hello, Basti. Hey. How are you?
I'm fine. And what about you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me to this program.
Right, sir. And we know that Indonesia and Istanbul and Turkey, I mean, we have a very close ties, and so many Indonesian diaspora are there. And can you probably share with us about the presence and the role of our people in Istanbul, sir, and how do they contribute strengthening the ties between the two countries?
Okay, thank you, sis. Let me begin by explaining the Consulate General's accreditation area, which consists of 9 provinces in Marmara region. There is a province surrounding the Marmara Sea, and a lot of diaspora living in this region. And the Indonesian diaspora living in this area is very diverse, consisting of students, migrant workers, professionals, and business owners. In 2024, we have recorded around 3,600 Indonesian citizens residing in Marmara region, around 103,000 students, 800 migrant workers, 700 professionals, including business owners, and the rise and others around 800. So Indonesian students in Marmara region always support and actively promote Indonesia. There are 4 regional Indonesian Student Association, or PTI. These are in Istanbul, in Bursa, in Bandirma, and Kirkcaldy. Every year they organize Indonesian Day to promote Indonesian culture. These events are very effective in introducing Indonesia to the Turkish young generation. And we, from the Consulate General, consistently support the activities of these Indonesian students. Indonesian community also contributes to promoting Indonesia culinary. Currently, here in Istanbul, there are around 30 Indonesian restaurants. They provide Indonesia traditional culinary such as nasi goreng, sate ayam, es cendol, rendang, gado-gado, and so on. And their presence has been instrumental in introducing Indonesia culture, cuisine, and art to the Turkish people. Since 2022, the Indonesian diaspora in Istanbul has organized the annual event called Pasar Senggol Turki. This is a festival celebrating Indonesian food and culture. The event has successfully attracted more than 4,000 visitors each year, including Indonesian, Turkish citizens, and other foreigners living in Istanbul and its surrounding area. So all elements of Indonesian diaspora living in Istanbul and Marmara region play a vital role in fostering people-to-people contact, bridging cultural understanding, and enhancing mutual respect between Indonesia and Turkish people.
Okay, sure. And of course, not only the people. We would like right now to highlight more about the Indonesian Consul General itself. I would like to know, since it was established over there, what significant milestones that has it achieved so far that we need to know right now?
Okay, let me begin by explaining about the Consul General of Indonesia in Istanbul. It is established in 2011. The Consul General of Indonesia in Istanbul was established in 2011 with the main mission to deepen bilateral cooperation with Turkey, particularly in the economic, social, cultural field, and most importantly, to provide consular services to the growing number of Indonesian citizens in the Marmara region. As we know that as a city of two continents, Asia and Europe, Istanbul plays as one of the strategic cities in the world in terms of international trade, logistics, and investment. Istanbul also has a rich history that spans thousands of years. As a home of iconic landmarks such as Hagia Sophia, Blue Mosque, Basilica Cistern, Istanbul attracted millions of tourists to visit every year. And according to data from Turkish Minister of Culture and Tourism, more than 179,000 Indonesian citizens visited Istanbul during the last 2 years. Besides the factors of Istanbul popularity among Indonesian citizens, it is also supported by its around 70 museums and historical monuments that are well preserved as a magnet of tourists. Istanbul also holds a strategic position as the financial and business hub of the country. And in 2023, for example, Istanbul GDP is around 8.6 trillion Turkish lira, had the largest contribution to Turkey GDP, as much as 30.4% of the total GDP. Istanbul also holds various international forums and trade exhibitions. So participation of Indonesia entrepreneurs in these international forums and expo held in Istanbul can serve as a gateway to penetrating export markets in Turkey and its surrounding regions, particularly in Central and Eastern Europe, also Africa and the Middle East. So the new Istanbul Airport, for example, which began its operation in 2019, along with its international ports, plays a significant role as a connecting hub for the movement of the people and goods, linking Indonesia with many countries in Europe and Africa. This facilitates interactions between Indonesia businesses and the logistics movement within European and African regions. So, during my tenure here, I believe some key milestones have been achieved. The increase of Indonesia export to Turkey of around 30%. And 39% increase of Turkish tourists to Indonesia from 33,000 tourists from Turkey in 2023 to more than 46,000 Turkish people visiting Indonesia. And then also I can mention about the plan to open the Indonesian Literature Department in Istanbul University, inshallah this year, We are still working on that. So hopefully, with the opening of this department, Indonesia language and art in Istanbul University can also serve as a what we call it is to serve to strengthen the people-to-people contact. So all these achievements always coupled with our continued efforts to provide necessary protection and consular services for Indonesian citizens living in Marmara region. So in short, I believe there are still many potential sectors that can be explored further for cooperation between the two countries in the future, inshallah.
So I'd like to continue about this potential and also what we can do, but before that, listener, let's listen to this one.
All day, no complaints for the gang mate. For the same, walking my lane with my mates. And if a singer don't help me, taking my time, I don't want him on both ends. Stay to mine, working my shot. For the job, all day, I'm making mine. Making up my way, make up the way I play. I'm working out my face. Well, if you have an old day, but it's only day, we're gonna be okay. It's a brand new day. I just hope you know that I got money, honey. Ain't it funny how I spend time to get some time? I got money, honey, hustling, hustling. Keep it coming, count me in. And I'm falling, state of mind. Making my way through the day, paying my needs. And some cake, sipping coffee. Stay away, keeping to another from my life. I won't waste my life, no regrets. Time is life, something good life. Making up my way, make up the way I play. I'm working out my pain. Well, if you haven't noticed, but it's only day, we're gonna be okay. It's a brand new day. I just hope you know this. I got money, honey. I got money, funny how it's called.
Listener, you're still listening to Indonesia and Diplomacy by the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, still with the Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul, Mr. Daryanto Harsono, and we've seen or heard about the milestones that have been achieved by the Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul. But I would like to also know that in terms of economy and trade, especially when in Turkey, they have the halal expo. What is the initiatives or the strategies that the consul has taken to ensure that we get broader market penetration in Istanbul or Turkey in general?
Okay, our strategy to enhance trade relations between Indonesia and Turkey, of course, we are in cooperation also with our Indonesian embassy in Ankara. Together with them, trying to enhance the bilateral cooperation through a focused and targeted promotion. So Turkey with a population of around 85 million, Turkey is a high potential market. Unfortunately, Indonesia's export value to Turkey remains very modest compared to its actual potential. According to data from Indonesia Ministry of Trade, from January to November last year, 2024, Indonesia's export to Turkey were recorded $1.8 billion, or only about 0.6% of Indonesia's total export values. However, such export value creates 30% increase compared to the same period in 2023. This is certainly a success that needs to be continuously improved. So far, Indonesia exports to Turkey are still dominated by raw and semi-finished goods, such as vegetable oil, natural rubber, fibers, stainless steel, and textile fibers, which generally have low value. Therefore, we have started to focus on promoting sectors and finished products with the higher market values, such as processed food, clothing, particularly modest fashion, specialty coffee, beauty products, furniture, handicrafts, and health equipment. We want to further promote the made in Indonesia products directly to Turkish consumers. So this in turn helps elevate Indonesia's product profile among the Turkish public. The Indonesia Consulate General in Istanbul always supports the participation of Indonesian businesses, including MSMEs, in various exhibitions held in Istanbul, such as International Istanbul Medical Analysis and Health Products, or ExpoMed Eurasia, International Defense Industry Fair, or IDEF, Beauty Istanbul, COFEX, World Food, Coffee Summit, Halal Expo, and many more. So through participation in exhibitions or business matching, it is not only serves as a platform to market products, but also as a medium to understand competitors, market trends, and consumer preferences. It is expected to lead to a sustainable, in long term, business cooperation. So Istanbul, being a key trade hub, allows us to provide the necessary assistance for entrepreneurs from both countries to expand their business not only between Indonesia and Turkey, but also with other regions through Istanbul as a gateway.
We have been talking about the competition in trade, but now I'd like to
say
the competition in tourism, sir. I mean,
tourism,
both of us, both Turkey, Istanbul, and also Indonesia, wanted to have that big cake of tourists from around the world. And how do we promote our own tourism in the place where people come for the local tourism? So how do we steal them from this
place? Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, Pastor. So in this case, the Consulate General consistently utilizes various events and collaborations to promote Indonesia as a world-class travel destination. So in the last 2 years, we partnered with Indonesia Ministry of Tourism to organize fun trip, in which we took a counterpart from local tourism agencies here in Istanbul, and then also with Turkish national televisions, travel bloggers, and influencers to travel to various cities in Indonesia. Since seeing is believing, we always engage those counterparts, those stakeholders, to witness and experience directly the beauty and wonder of Indonesia tourism. We have also supported Indonesia's participation in International Travel Expo held in Istanbul, which allow us to engage with Turkish travel agencies, tour operators, and the public. I can say that Turkish interest to travel to Indonesia is quite high. From January to November 2024, there are as much as 46,000 Turkish citizens have traveled to Indonesia, compared to around 30,000 people, Turkish people, in 2023. So we see a rise of around 72.9%. With that data, we are optimistic that our efforts here will contribute to the increase in number of the tourists from Turkey visit to Indonesia.
So we can say that our representative in Istanbul and Turkey has been on the right track to bring them to come to our country. And I believe these numbers are only from the Istanbul or Turkey. We haven't counted the people, the foreigners who also see that kind of promotion right in Istanbul. So I believe that probably the figure can be bigger. And of course, talking about the track, we have been talking about the trade and now the tourism. And we would like to talk right now about the people to people connection. But before that, let's have a break.
When I was lost, I felt alone. You gave me light and guided me right through the night to where the wind blows. Years have passed by, I'm lonely, lonely.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to Indonesian Diplomacy, still with the Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul, Mr. Daryanto Harsono. We've talked about the trade, we've talked about the tourism and some strategies that have been implemented by our representative in Istanbul or even in Turkey in general. And in the very, very beginning, Mr. Daryanto has mentioned about Indonesia Day, mentioned about the Pasar Senggol, which bring us right now to talk about the people-to-people diplomacy, people-to-people contact. So, Mr. Daryanto, what is the movement taken by our representative in Istanbul to build stronger connection not only between government to government, businessmen to businessmen, but also with people to people?
Okay, thank you very much, Pak Steve. So, as you already mentioned about the Pasar Senggol, that is the one of the showroom or arena that serves to increase the people-to-people connect. So, Pasar Senggol, this year, inshallah, we organize this event in September, the third week of September, pasti. Hopefully, this kind of event can nurture the Turkish public awareness for Indonesia, and as well as to increase, like I have said, that to increase the people-to-people contact. And besides that, in our Consulate General, we hold classes for Bahasa Indonesia and Pencak Silat. This is also the fora that we can promote it not only for the to strengthen the people-to-people contact, but also as our soft diplomacy. So in the last few years since this activities have been done since the last few years since 2022 after the COVID-19 pandemic. The Consulate General also encouraged the establishment, like I have said earlier, of Indonesian language and literature department in Faculty of Letters in Istanbul University. Hopefully, by establishing the department, it is for certain hope that Turkish students, Turkish young generation, will understand more about Indonesia, as well as disseminate the knowledge on Indonesia to their communities. We also maintain our relations and collaborate with the Turkish students and professionals who participated in various programs provided by Indonesian government, such as Dharma Siswa Scholarship or Indonesian Art and Culture Cultural Scholarship. And the Consulate General also holds various events involving Indonesian and Turkish citizens, like such as during the Indonesian Independence Day celebrations, and during the Eid al-Fitri celebration, and also during the Christmas celebration. Moreover, we also facilitate delegations and stakeholders, both from Indonesia and Turkey, either for economy, tourism, education, and other purposes. And lastly, we always consider that all Indonesian citizens and communities are important elements of our missions here in Istanbul. Therefore, we also actively support Indonesian Student Association in their efforts to engage with the local universities and communities, and also with Indonesian communities in Marmara regions, to enhance their capacity in form of seminar or training, and for example in the financial education, access, and health and social security and so on.
So, can we say that it is very easy to find Indonesia in Istanbul, Turkey? We have a lot of people, we have a lot of events, so can we say it like that?
Yes, of course. A lot of Indonesians living here, as I said, in not only Istanbul, but also in other provinces, like in Bursa, in Edirne, a lot. And then also the Indonesian restaurants, a lot of Indonesians. So for Indonesians who visit Istanbul, don't worry to visit this, because a lot of Indonesians, you feel at home here, but with one, I always say to the to Indonesian visitors here to be aware, because a lot of pickpockets also, like in other countries, like metropolitans, a lot of pickpockets, so we have to advise them to be careful, to take care for their personal belongings, something like that. Because with a lot of the Indonesian tourists coming in Istanbul, this also sometimes creates problems. They are losing their passports or also their pockets, something like that. So be careful also if the Indonesian tourists visit Istanbul.
You can still enjoy it, but please be aware of your own belongings. Be safe. For yourself. And so, from this conversation, we know that Indonesia has done a lot of steps, taken a lot of milestones, and of course, we still there's still a lot of potentials and opportunities that Indonesia can take to enhance our trade, our people-to-people relations, tourism, and anything that we would like to achieve from our ties with Turkey or Istanbul in particular. So, for the future, sir, I would like to know what is your wish or maybe your expectations in advancing our economic cooperation or maybe the cultural exchange between Indonesia and Turkey.
Thank you, Vasif. You know, this year we are celebrating 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Turkey. So, my expectation for the Indonesian Consulate General in Istanbul is to build a stronger foundation for diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Turkey towards the, what we call it, millennial celebrating diplomatic relations, and then also in the economic front, we would like to strengthen trade and investment between our countries. You know, as we are aware, that Turkey is one of Indonesia's strategic partners, and we will work to diversify the trade beyond raw materials to include products with high added value, such as downstream products. And moreover, the Consulate General will actively organize business and investment forums in the future, more doing to facilitate trade expos and B2B meetings between Indonesia and Turkish entrepreneurs to explore further the trade potentials. And culturally, the Consulate General will continue to serve as a bridge, promoting deeper understanding and appreciation of each other's heritage. Programs like Indonesian cultural performances and culinary promotion events, student exchanges, and collaboration between universities can also foster long-term people-to-people contact, ensuring that the friendship between our countries thrives for generations. Toward 100th anniversary, diplomatic relations, inshallah, in 2050, inshallah. So in short, past this, we aim to create tangible results for both nations while celebrating the enduring friendship between Indonesia and Turkey. I believe together we can achieve a partnership that is mutually beneficial. Thank you, Pastif.
So from this listening, you can know that Indonesia, when we establish a cooperation, we're not only seeking to get benefit for ourselves. It is always about mutual benefit for both parties. Because we want to introduce our culture, doesn't mean we do not want to know more about Turkey. We always exchange from both sides. We would like them to know more about Indonesia, and we also want to know more about Turkey. So just like Mr. Daryanto said, the result, the tangible result, will last longer than without mutual benefit. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Daryanto Harsono, for joining today's Indonesia and Diplomacy. And I would like to say that I wish that your expectation, your wish in the Indonesia Council General in Istanbul, or maybe Indonesian relation with Turkey, will be happening as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Once again, thank you very much for inviting me in RRI program Voice of Indonesia. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, listening, that is the Indonesian Council General in Istanbul, Mr. Daryanto Harsono. And you've just listened to Indonesia and Diplomacy. If you missed the broadcast of the Indonesian Diplomacy, don't worry, you can listen again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, or you can download the application at RRI Digital. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. President optimistic of the nation's future. Rin of Lisa passes to the next round in BAMTC 2025. And here is the news in detail. The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, said he is optimistic about the future of the country. The statement was given by the head of state when opening the 18th Congress of Nahdlatul Ulama in Surabaya on Monday. The optimism, said the president, was based on the awareness of various stakeholders in eradicating poverty. Indonesian mixed doubles Rinov Rivaldi Lisa Ayuku Sumawati made it into the next round of Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championship, or BAMTC 2025, on Tuesday. Rinov Lisa got the ticket after defeating Hong Kong's Lui Wan Chun and Fu Chiyan in the first match of the BAMTC's Group B. In a statement of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Rinov admitted they were suppressed at first, but later could overcome the pressure. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. So good afternoon, everybody. It's me, Steve, on the lunchtime. Earlier, you had my colleague Nuker, who is actually still in the studio, but right now, I'm Steve, will be in here with you. And what are we gonna talk in the other half of the day in Indonesia? We'll talk about STEM later and how women can play important role in that. And also, other good stuffs coming from our country is available on vonews.id and also the application RRE Digital. So make sure to stay tuned on RRE World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Begitu banyak cerita.